Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
West Palm Beach, the scene of a special Monday, Grant and Danny talking Nats baseball. We'll be back to our more normal-sounding show tomorrow, spinning y'all around D.C., talking ball, and everything going on with the Caps and Alex Ovechkin. But we wanted to give you as much Nats content as we could before we flew back north to the district ahead of the ball club. Opening day is next Thursday.
I'm sorry about that information in your ears. And maybe potentially in your eyeballs. That is awesome news. It's so fun. It always feels really far away. It's like pitchers and catchers. Seems like it's you know, in a millennium. And then once they get down here, there's that grind, and it's every day, and you don't really hear that much. Now all of a sudden, it's a sprint, right? We're here, and we're into the rhythms of the baseball season before you know it.
We're brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condori and Murad. They can help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Make sure you tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. When you have kids, when you have a growing family,
gotta do it.
You need to handle these things. A guy that has a growing family, just had his third baby last week, is Josh Bell, who's going to DH for the Nationals this year. He was in D.C. He was traded with Juan Soto for the big-time package of prospects that came back to reset the system. And now, this offseason as a free agent, he decided to circle back to Washington to help this offense hit more home runs. When we sat down with him in the clubhouse, the first thing we wanted to know was, how did the process and free agency play out? And were the Nats always on Josh Bell's radar?
Yeah, obviously, you know, I had a couple of good seasons here. You know, bounce around for the last couple of years. But D.C. has always been a, you know, special place for me and my family. Growing family now. So I know my agent reached out and said that D.C. was interested. And I said, hey, you know, whatever it takes, make it work. I know we're talking with a couple other teams, but they were definitely the highest on my list. So I'm definitely happy that it worked out.
It was that much of a priority not to get too deep in your business, but like coming here, even if it was a little less, to go somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the most important thing is for me to have opportunity to play and for me to be in a spot where I know I've played well in the past. So that's what I went with. And I think that if I play to my capability, then the money will come on the back end. So that's where I'm at.
What feels different this time and what's kind of the same going back through it?
Yeah, it's, I mean, obviously a new clubhouse for the most part. You know, I think that it's just Garcia and Ruiz, maybe JoJo, Finnegan. But aside from that, it's all new faces. But same coaching staff for the most part, similar vibe. Come ready to play. A lot faster team this go around, a lot younger, so excited to hit behind those guys and drive them in.
Josh Bell with us here on Grant and Danny. So in terms of leadership, like how, because you mentioned so many young kids, so many new faces, this team's kind of on the rise here. Mm-hmm. How, what sort of goes into that role for you day to day, big picture, or is it not something you just lead by example?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think never want to be the guy that's like, you know, harping down on guys. If people have questions, you know, I'm an open book. Like to have conversations when I feel like conversations need to be had. But for the most part, at least how I've learned is, you know, I watch people. I like to see how people work. And guys that I've looked up to in the past were the guys that, you know, showed up to the field early, got their work in, weren't afraid to stay late and, you know, do some extra work. So I try to be that guy, and I try to, you know, pay it forward what I've learned in the past.
There's a lot that you've learned, I'm sure, over a couple of years in baseball every day. You're learning. How is your game different, or what kind of, you know, things do you bring to the table now with a team that needs some pop, needs some power, that maybe a couple of years ago wasn't as big a necessity in this lineup?
Yeah, you know, I've definitely tried to take on that role, at least in the off season, of understanding that, you know, if I pop off for 30 plus homers, this team will be, you know, right where it needs to be down the stretch. So that was my number one priority, you know, getting the power numbers up, trying to, you know, get a little bit more loft in the swing and catch balls a little bit further out in front. You know, I know the importance there, and like you said, it might not have been as important, but for this stage of my career and the team that I'm on, and knowing that there's going to be speed runners on, they're not going to be able to bounce as many pitches that maybe they used to in the past, because guys are going to be taking off. So hopefully more mistakes, and hopefully I can do damage with them.
What's that push and pull kind of like mechanically, approach-wise, for you to go? Maybe my natural swing's a line drive swing with some carry, but now it's more emphasis on getting some loft. Like, how tough an adjustment is that at this stage?
For me, it's just posture, maintaining posture for a little bit longer. I think in years past, you know, I could break down trying to put balls in play, but now I'm just going to focus on maintaining posture, and if I can't, then hopefully it's a ball, and I take it. So I'll try to, you know, honor my A swing and see where it takes me.
Josh Bell and Grant and Danny, are you at a point in your career yet where, like, you get this far in a spring training and you go, all right, I'm good. You know, this is now no longer something I need to do every day. Or do you still kind of enjoy the day-to-day element of it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I love showing up to the yard. I missed a week at least a week of games when my baby came. So finally getting that feel back of, you know, getting at bats underneath my belt and understanding the strike zone again. So I think I'm one of the few in the clubhouse. It's like, okay, I could use a couple more games. But the guys that have, you know, 50, 60 at bats at this point are probably ready to get out of here.
I know you have a baby, year and a half or so, same age as mine, and now the new baby is just the two?
I have three.
Okay, yeah. So you have three now. So, old hat, I mean, it's just, I hope you don't have to sleep on that terrible couch in the hospital, by the way, because it's terrible for me. I can't imagine.
Yeah, been there three times, so I know all about it, yeah.
It's the worst, but the process is amazing. What's the last week been like for you?
A lot of FaceTime. You know, thank God for that. I can only imagine only phone calls or, you know, writing letters or something like that. It's cool to see.
How do people do it back in the day?
I couldn't imagine. But you know, it gets kind of tough from time to time. I want to jet up there. You know, maybe on the next off day I can sneak up there just to see the fam. But aside from that, I'm just focusing on my craft. No real distractions. Can stay at the field for as long as I want. Don't have anything pulling me back to the hotel. So it's definitely an exciting time for me to work on my craft.
Oh, that's awesome. In terms of prep, what's different now, maybe, as you've gotten older in your career, that you got to do to get ready that you may not have had to do as a 22-year-old?
Yeah, you know, I've got a lot. I got, you know, a posture coach I worked with this entire offseason, like breath work, stacking up my spine and working on rotation. For the most part, this spring I've been working out every day. I know I'm going to be DHing a ton this year, so I'm going to try to take advantage of being able to exhaust calories in the weight room as opposed to exhausting them on defense. So excited for where the season takes me and the opportunity that's in front of me.
Real quick on the breath work, was that even – I never saw that until the last couple of years. Like, when you came up or when you were one of the top guys in your class, was that a thing, or is that more newer that way, like with the mental coaches and the breathing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was always there in yoga. And I kind of got into that in high school and liked it. But, yeah, I didn't really start talking to my posture coach until 2018, and we talked for a couple of years, but kind of just
have like those people on staff, or is that just someone you have?
Yeah, it's someone that I found virtually just through social media. We've been talking for years now, and he came out this offseason, stayed for about a month, and we got work every day, and trying to just continue that and continue to grow. So
last one, and maybe it's too early to even know this, but when you were here the first time around, you had a really popular book club, and you did a lot of things like that. Is that the Josh Bell program, or are you thinking about doing some of that again, or wait and see kind of how?
No, yeah, I'm going to do the same challenge program with the you know, juvenile kids out closer to Maryland, and then I think we have a couple of reading sessions at the stadium.
Nice.
So yeah, it's not going to be the same format as the first year, but it'll be the same one as the second.
Fans loved it. It was good. Yeah. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was Josh Bell of your Nats on Grant and Danny. I liked hearing him say that he knows he's got a hit for power.
Yeah.
He mentioned, if I hit 30 home runs, I think we're actually going to be competitive. I tend to agree with him. I just don't think he's going to hit 30 home runs necessarily. But let's say he hits over 20. I mean, he hit 19 last year, 22 the year before that, hit 27 when he was here way back in 2021. And we've seen him hit 37 home runs in a season as an all-star in 2019. So if he could hit 25, it'd be a game changer for them in a lot of ways. They were number two, as I mentioned in that interview, in home runs hit as a club. Going back to last season, only 135 as a whole team.
Yeah, it wasn't their strength. It wasn't really what they were about. And, you know, you don't want guys to get out of their swings. Like, you could have a bunch of small, fast guys, and you go, let's sell out for homers and not end up with that many, you get out of your game. It's such a challenge for guys, that for anybody at any level, who have done things a certain way for so long. He, to me, is not a home run swing guy. He's a line drive barrel guy that, you know, every once in a while you get a good run where a couple of those become fly balls and they carry out because he's so big and strong. So, you know, you don't want to get out of your swing. You don't want to become a different hitter, which, you know, maybe means a worse hitter at times. But, yeah, sometimes it means maybe you chase something, or it means you're a bit more aggressive instead of that cerebral take a bunch of pitches, work counts. It's, no, let me see if I get something where I'm looking for it and try to do some real damage to it. And they could use that. I mean, because they've got other guys with different roles now. And if he can fill that, you know, split the difference, 20, 25 homers somehow, some way, that would make a mega difference for this offense, just at least to have that presence in the middle of the order, which for most of last year was guys like Joey Meneses, who had like one more homer than you and I did put together, you know? So having that in the middle of the order would be a huge difference maker.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see how Davey goes about putting the lineup together in terms of, you know, where you see Josh Bell day in and day out. I think there's going to be times where he and Nathaniel Lowe probably alternate in terms of hitting, you know, 4-5 in the order. Bell's obviously a switch hitter, so it'll be interesting to see how he makes that decision. Bell at 32 years old, though, now the veteran of the group, even with Paul DeJong having been added, who's been in the big leagues since, I think, 2017. You know, he's 31 and change, but Bell is kind of the old man in the clubhouse now, a little gray in the beard.
Yeah.
And as he told us, you know, very proud. I saw him walk in to the locker room, and he went right up to Jess Camerato of MLB.com, who's one of the reporters covering the team, and he showed her a picture of his baby. He had just gotten off FaceTime, and it's got to be really hard. I can't even fathom. You know, baby's a week or so old.
Uh-huh.
You fly back, baby's born, and then you leave for another 3 weeks to a month. And I was talking to JB about this, and he made a great point. He's like, how did people do it before? You know, FaceTime's great. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, I'll say, speak for myself, I'm just one of these guys in this era now that's so soft. Like, people in the military 50 years ago, you just meet your kid, like, 8 months after it's born or whatever. Or there was no video calls. You're writing hand letters.
Yeah.
There's probably – there's a point where there's no pictures.
There's nothing. Yeah.
Like, it's a different time.
No, it is. And it's to the good, to your point. Yeah, I mean, the analogy would have been after my latest son was born, had I gone to New Orleans for the Super Bowl and then stayed there for another 4 weeks for whatever reason, you know, just not been around. I'm like, yeah, I'll pretty much sit this one out and hang out with the little guy at home. But, yeah, it really is a harder than task thing, especially for guys on short-term deals who don't necessarily – live in the city. Now, I know Josh has kind of set up some roots in D.C., and it was easy for him to come back. But, you know, for guys that live elsewhere, where your family's all across the country, and you're going months at a time without seeing folks.
He was not the only national to hit the market, look around, and come back to D.C. So did closer Kyle Finnegan, the 33-year-old right-hander coming off of 65 appearances and 63 innings in Washington last year. People forget he actually made the All-Star team.
Yeah.
Last summer had 38 saves, one of the highest totals in the National League. The Nats decided not to pay him what he was on the books for, making him a free agent. He then looked around and came back to D.C. at a little less money. We discussed that process and why you wanted to stay with the Nationals with him at spring training as well.
Yeah, I think at the onset of the offseason, you know, all options are on the table. So, you know, Washington was somewhere I've felt comfortable, and, you know, I knew it would be a possibility to come back. But early on in the offseason, I was just kind of fielding interests and offers and kind of letting it play out. And as the offseason progressed, you know, teams – like check their boxes and kind of fall out of contention, so to speak. And towards the end, the Nationals were still in there and had interest in a reunion the whole off season. So it just seemed to make sense at the time.
Was role an important thing for you, or is it just, you know, like what was kind of going into it in terms of that? Where it's like you wanted a not a guarantee, because there's no guarantees in pro sports, but you know what I mean? Was that a fit? Was that a thought?
Yeah, absolutely. I think early on, you know, your first trip through free agency, you're trying to, you know, make the best decision for your family.
Right.
You know, the financial aspect is obviously a huge part of it. But then as the offers, you know, if offers are competitive, then yes, role would be maybe something to push you over the edge. And, you know, as a reliever, being a closer is where you want to be. So
right.
Having the opportunity to do that again here this year was definitely something that played a factor in the decision.
Just a question generically about closing, and this is not to say that this is a you thing. I think it's probably an everybody thing, but I'm always fascinated by this. Closers, when they come in with like a one or two run lead and that adrenaline's pumping, they're doing their job, and that's them at their best. But it is so weird to me when a guy is asked to come in when they're not in a save situation, or, you know, when they're up or down runs or whatever it is, just to get the work because they need it, and they're like a different guy. Is it like hard to fake it, or what is that? It's one of those things that's an axiom in baseball, but if you look at it, it happens all the time. It's almost true.
Yeah, I think there's kind of two sides to that. I think on one hand, maybe sometimes you weren't expecting to come in that situation, so
okay,
maybe you're not fully into your routine that day, or, you know, something like that. And then some guys just don't like to know that they're pitching that day for sure. You know, so if you're a closer that hadn't pitched in 7 days and you show up to the park that day and they tell you, hey, you're throwing the ninth no matter what the score is, some guys don't like that. They'd rather, like, be anxious in the pen, and when that phone rings, it's like a surprise. Or
what kind of guy are you?
I don't really mind knowing that I'm pitching that day. I think also to that point, if you haven't thrown for 7-8 days and then you get put into a game that's not a safe situation, you haven't had that consistent work. So it's
right.
Kind of I think that's why there's times where guys, especially closers, maybe struggle in those, you know, non-safe situations or times that they hadn't thrown in a while. So I think it's good to just keep that consistent work, and hopefully you're getting safe situations along the way. But, yeah, I think it's just a little bit different of a mindset that all relievers struggle with, you know, trying to keep every game the same.
Kyle Finnegan with us here on a special edition of Grant and Danny Sunday Morning Style.
Extremely special.
It's very special.
It's one of the most special.
It's not the normal thing. This is very special. We got to know you over the years. You're a pretty even keel dude. You know, I mean, it's part of your great makeup and why you're a successful major leaguer is nothing bothers you. But when like the call comes in, are you doing that? Do you like turn on? Are you like stalking like a lion, you know, like mountain cat in the bullpen a little bit? Do you turn into like a different dude? You know, like go wild thing Rick Vaughn on it, or like what's the deal?
Yeah,
you
do absolutely. I think I'm a pacer in the bullpen, so I start
A Reggie Miller
seventh pacer. Inning. I can't,
like a Rick Smits.
Like a Jermaine O'Neal.
I can't sit still, past the sixth inning. So I'm up walking around, just doing all the weird stuff that pitchers do.
Yeah.
Some of these, and you try to go to a different place.
Yeah.
You know, I'm somebody who, I think there's guys that like to feel calm and relaxed, which I guess I appear that way, but on the inside,
most of the time you are.
I'm ready to run through a brick wall. The ears get hot, you start sweating and you're not even doing anything. So I like to feel like super amped up, super that adrenaline rush, and then try and bottle it up into one pitch at a time.
Channel it.
When you're having one of those outings where, let's say it's a one-run lead, first couple guys get on, and you are now in the soup. And at home, I got bubble guts. Your boy is just – I'm like, I know he's going to get out of it. I just don't know how he's going to do it yet. Do you feel that at all? Is it like – okay, we're getting closer to a bad thing happening. Or does that – like, what is going on in your mind? Because I feel like – I always say closers sometimes are certain guys that they know drama like TNT. Like, they are going to get it done, but they're going to just kind of make it interesting. Like, do you not feel things like we do?
I mean, in the moment, like, you're just – you got to understand that there's always a way out of it. And the score plays a factor too. You know, if it's a 3-run lead and the first guy gets on, the other team can't mathematically win yet.
Right.
So it's like,
right.
You still, you get an out and then you're that much closer. So it's like, I think as a closer, like your job is to win the game. You know, if you give up one run or two runs and we still win, that's
a great point.
Obviously,
another reason, by the way,
you don't want to give up a run, but
why,
I want to win.
I think ERA for relievers is pretty much nonsense. I mean, in terms of stats, like you look up at the board, like the last couple of years, not to bring up bad memories, but your first outings have been rough. And then you'll go 16
like
weeks.
Like a month
without
a base
giving
runner.
Up a hit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll go like, he has not allowed a base runner in 27 appearances. And you have like a 278 or whatever.
And some goofballs.
It's
like a 347 ERA. It's not that great.
But like, do you agree with me that like ERA as a stat for a reliever is not good? Or like, what are you interested in and not interested in numerically?
Yeah, I think it can be deceiving, because some players are very streaky, so maybe their numbers end up in the average zone, but it's like for 3/4 of the season, this guy was untouchable, or whatever it
totally.
May be. And as a reliever, you have one or two bad games, and there goes a month of your season. Like, there's a lot of work to bring numbers down if you have a bad one. But for me, I like to, see how I'm throwing strikes, getting ahead of guys, and more so things that I have control over. So, throwing strikes and being available and taking the ball.
You're born in Detroit, but you are a Texas guy. Even though I always think of you as like a California dude who just got off a surfboard for some reason, and I don't know why that is. Don't you a little bit?
It's like hey, what's up?
I always expect
kind of.
Like,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Dude, this has been a gnarly interview, fellas. Like, far out. But are you a Lions fan then? Or like a Texans fan? What's happening with that?
No, so I'm very much like a mutt. I was born in Detroit. We've quickly moved to Chicago before settling in Houston by the time I was like 4 years old.
Oh, wow.
So I lived there my entire life, but both my parents and all my relatives, grandparents are from New York. So I grew up like in a New York sports house, and then Houston didn't have a football team for much of my youth. And then we got the Texans, and they were horrible. So,
so bad. You watched David Carr die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He got sacked a billion times.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
So I would call myself an NFL fan. I don't really have a team, but
you're Rob Lowe. You have the NFL hat. Yeah.
Go sports.
Yeah, go. I just want both teams to have
fun. I hope
fun.
They both have fun.
Kyle, it is great to have you back, man. Thank you for the time. We appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Nats closer Kyle Finnegan has heard here on Grant and Danny. This has been an amazing trip. We have been here since Thursday. Fun time was had at the house, specifically playing foosball and air hockey and waking Danny up. Mm-hmm. You went full dad on us. All you needed was white socks or like tidy whiteys and black socks. You came out of your room and you were like so mad and so understandably. I mean, you were asleep. We were very loud. We had just gotten back from enjoying a couple of drinks out and having a nice dinner. But you'd been asleep for like 9 hours. But you walked out of the room and you said, could you guys be a little louder but stand right here? Meaning outside
right
your door.
Right in front of my door, yeah.
But I needed you in the dad starter kit there. Where were your tidy whiteys and black socks?
I'm not entirely certain. I think I packed them. I just couldn't find them while I was down here. Yeah, because it was the exact wrong time to have been been asleep and woken up. So I'd just fallen asleep not that long before. So it was that fragile moment. Of course, you know, I totally understand. I'm a human being. I've been with people before, and I've had conversations. I just couldn't fathom the amount of incredibly loud extra noises that kept taking place. For example, I'm right across from the bathroom. Nobody's ever slammed the toilet seat down harder in human history than whoever used it. No one has ever thudded anything onto a table. No one's ever put a bag down harder. Oh, I got a foosball table. Thud, thud, crack, crack, boom. Whoops, I guess that's not working. Louder noise, barreling into things, crashing. It was like if a bull and another bull were fighting in the china cabinet. That's the part I couldn't believe. Like, conversation that gets a little loud because everyone's having a good old time because we ran into this person that we knew, and the whole thing was fun. But yeah, I had to lay down a little bit there.
It was a good time for everybody.
Lay down the Derek.
I think,
yeah,
overall.
Right.
But this trip's been magnificent. We've got to thank Kyle Brostowitz and the entire Nats PR staff and everybody with the organization.
Here.
Who's made this such a, not only a seamless on-air experience, but a worthwhile endeavor, because we were looking at it today. I mean, we pretty much over 4-plus days have talked to every single player on the team, and we'll have content that you guys will be hearing on the show and all over our social media feeds for days and, frankly, weeks ahead. So we much appreciate them for their hospitality. Next show you'll hear from us is 2 o'clock tomorrow, back in the saddle in D.C. for Danny. I'm staying down here in West Palm Beach with the fam for another few days. Big thanks to Ryan, who kicked butt out here.
Here.
Toby as well, who worked very hard helping us out on the social. Darius, who's made everything sliced together and sound great back in our studios. Very, very helpful, as always, and great job by them. For Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. Thanks for listening to GND. Let's chat at 2 tomorrow, shall we? Till tomorrow, Vargas.
Thank you for coming.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.